redeems and sustains all things. Amen. So this morning, about 7:30, I picked up my iPad, and I get these news flashes because I'm kind of a news junkie. And the first thing on Christmas morning I read is an 8-year-old boy dies in detention at the U.S. border. Merry Christmas. It's astonishing to me in this day and in this age and in this place that any child should die in that way. I put that in my mind juxtaposed against what I had planned to talk about this morning and thought, you know, it's interesting that we spend Christmas morning in a kind of fantasy fog. And I know Christmas is not a happy time for everyone. That is certainly true. But we concentrate, or maybe a better way to put it, remember that old song, accentuate the positive? Well, maybe that's what we do need to do. This child, Jesus, whom we celebrate, was brought into the world not for God's sake, but for our sake. And isn't it interesting that this child, who we call Messiah and Christ, the product of the Nativity Day, was brought into this world mostly to reconnect us, to reestablish that web that puts person to person, soul to soul, to build up between us that unbreakable and unshakable bond called love. And yet somehow, and I've never quite figured this out, we've managed to take that small child and sometimes bear him as a banner of what is different between us. And sadly, the Lutherans are the best example of this. It just slays me that the Lutherans who, you know the difference between Lutherans is like a hair's breadth, right? But even within our own tradition, we simply, as the church lady said, cannot get along. We've forgotten. Somehow, we've forgotten what is at the core of this morning. That this child, Jesus, will grow up into someone who, as John reminds us again and again, will bring reconciliation and peace. The Gospel of John does not by accident quote Genesis. It begins. Do you remember how Genesis begins? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and God said, thank you. Let there be light. And so John begins John's gospel. In the beginning was the Word. And it is going to bring light among us, John says. And then I hope, I always wish we could have like a big gong ring when at the end of that reading, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Because that's what we should hear in our head. That God does not stand idly by, hoping that somehow we're all just going to get along. or at the very best, not kill each other too often. But that God chooses to dwell in our midst. That's at the core of what the child does this morning. Dwells among us. Sometimes I think of Jesus as that maiden aunt who moves into your house and is always saying, "Don't forget to pick up your toys." Who prods you, in my household, it would have been, "Quit picking on your brother." Or, "I wish that it had been Jesus telling my brother, please don't throw your brother in the pool again." Fully clothed, with his brand new shoes on. But it's more than that. It's more than this presence among us that morally prods us to do the right thing at the right time. But rather this Christ child, this Jesus, this God dwelling among us, weaves us together anew. And where we pull ourselves apart in despair and poverty and depression and hatred, and every time we pull ourselves apart for the sake of our own self-interest, this Christ child, this Word made flesh, this one who is light in the midst of our darkness, urges us, leads us, and pulls us to once again weave ourselves into the body of Christ. Weaves us into love. And that's what's behind all of this. The reason why we gather on this morning and hear these wonderful glorias and alleluias tinged with Kyrie, why we hear that word from John again and again, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, because if there is anything we need in this world, it is to be rewoven into the fabric of love. So that we, each of us, our world, our society, our churches, our families, will absolutely insist that no child will wake up on Christmas morning dead for lack of attention, for ignorance, for our own selfishness. But that we will celebrate with the gifts of love every single life and lift up those who are most in need. And remember how much we have and how much we have to give, and how God has come and dwelt right in the midst of us. So in this season of love, may we be rewoven together into the fabric that God first called the body of Christ. And share with one another freely and fully the bonds that God gives us in the child, Jesus. Amen.